Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
That is right, nerds. Welcome to the official, all new, all different relaunch of the Answer of the Week. We're rebooting, we're retooling. Everything you know is wrong.
None of that is true.
My name is Joe Patrick. I'm one of the hosts
of the
Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. Across from me is Matt Baum. Say hello, Matt.
None of this is true.
Oh, come on, dude. We're trying to rebrand and sell some issues here.
Then
come
why
on.
Don't we pretend to be different people? Not the same poor schmucks that got us into this mess.
No, see, you got to give them like some reference so they still feel okay about what's going on. We can't just be like, hey, it's the all new, all different Spider Lizard. Right? No one's going to do that. That's just dumb. Here's how it works. We put the question of the week on the Two-Headed Nerd forums. That's thnforums.boards.net.
Good job. Huh? First try.
Huh? You can go there and you can write to your heart's extent with your answer. And we love it when you do. And we interact with you and we tell you that you're wrong and you're stupid. But thank you for playing. Or you can send us an email with your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or you can call us at the Ziggurat hotline, 402-819-4894, and leave us your 2-minute message. We are then going to pick 10 of you. And 10 only. We're doing this for timing's sake.
Don't worry about all that. Just send in your stuff and maybe you'll make it onto the show.
We're going to pick 10 of you for time's sake only because we have real lives and keeping two shows going makes us the hardest working comic book podcasters on the internet. Saying it.
That's
saying it.
Probably true.
Until such time as Comics Therapy starts a third and fourth show. But for now, we're winning, okay? But before we can get started, I need Joe Patrick to tell me, what exactly did we ask the listeners this week?
This week's question was from me.
From a you?
Yeah, from a me. Who is your favorite up-and-coming comic book creator? Writer, artist, colorist, whatever.
Cool. Let's get right into it. Our buddy M. O'Rourke.
The Orca.
The Orca. There was a lot of reaction to his call last week. Let's see what he's got for us this week.
Hello there, Joseph and Matthew. This here is the Orca, calling again from the still snowy woods in Maine with my answer of the week. I tell you boys what for, you're going to need your beepy button for my calls if we still have snow in April. We got 15 inches on November 2nd, and it ain't let up since. Don't get excited, Joseph. That's 15 inches of snow. Not what you're thinking, you crazy sodomiter. My favorite up-and-comer really hit his stride at the now-defunct CrossGen Comics with his super-realistic photo-like style. He's gone on to great things at Marvel, doing the X-Men, some Avengers, and most recently, the first 4 issues of Spider-Woman. Just kidding, you bastards. Greg Land sucks.
Oh man, he's gonna defend Greg
Land.
Should
be considered the Sammy Sosa of pencils. My pick is Marco Rudy for his amazing painted work on Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier. He did a 2-page spread a couple issues back of these 2 psychedelic white wolves chasing Bucky. That was the best comic art I've seen since the days of my favorite Bill Sienkiewicz on Elektra. It was wide open, scary, beautiful, and glistening, all at the same time. The white fur came right off the page and charged at you. It actually reminded me of the last time I took LSD and spent some intimate time with my old lady's feminine shrubbery.
Whoa.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down. So that's my 2 minutes, and you can edit the rest out if you want.
I am going to cut the final minute because we have rules, but I will say that the Orca had some very nice things to say, and he was concerned about what happened last week when we called it personal stuff or real world issues. And if he really wants to hear about my hemorrhoids, we can talk.
Honestly, the reason why it seemed cryptic is because it had to fit onto Twitter.
Yeah.
So
that's all.
It's not
that big a deal. Characters.
We were just very busy. The Orca also sent a very impassioned apology later in the week after he heard our previous answer of the week, where I said, is Robusta fat joke? he wrote in and he just said, hey, upon listening to this week's pod, he writes it in the same cadence. My old ticker hurt deeply at the thought of offending my hero and host extraordinaire, one Joseph Patrick, with my silly, robust comment. Please. Good. It's nothing I have not heard worse from Matt Baum. It's
going to take a hell of a lot more than hurt these big fat feelings.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
So I appreciate it. And you mentioned also in your email about how teasing your loved ones is a sign of affection. We're right there with you. We make fun of each other incessantly.
Constantly. And guys, simple physics. We're rubber. You're glue. It bounces off of us and it sticks to you.
It's science.
If
don't
you ever took a
don't
physics
try
class,
to fight
you
it.
Would understand this. Marco Rudy.
Awesome answer.
Marco Rudy's a fantastic answer.
Awesome answer.
And that book is an absolute splashed LSD trip on the page. It looks like Marco Rudy took a fistful of pills and then vomited the art into the comic. It is nutso, man.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful. I don't see it sticking around a whole lot longer, and I don't think sales are real good on it, which is too bad.
Right.
Because that book is fun as hell, man. Now, I will say, not totally the direction I wanted for the Bucky.
It's a
Barnes
weird
character.
Thing for Bucky to be in.
Yeah.
But
I think there's other characters that may have been better suited for something like this.
Mm.
You know, like you could even do it in the past with Nick Fury and just show us all the historical stuff he would be doing. That'd be awesome. Regardless, not Marco Rudy's fault. Guy's wildly talented. That's a great answer.
Totally agree.
Caller number two. We're just going to call y'all callers because it sounds better than answerers.
Yeah. You don't have to explain it.
Let's just go with callers.
They get it.
Elise recorded this one on her way home from the DMV, so I can only assume she was in a wonderful mood.
Hello, listeners. This is Elise Wisdom. I'm recording this while driving because I'm a terrible, terrible influence.
Yeah, that is not safe.
Wanted to answer this week's question about up-and-comers in comics.
She
My
might have
answer
a hands-free
is Chip
device.
Zdarsky. He really seemed to come out of nowhere, nowhere being Canada, apparently, and also
in
Chip Zdarsky,
face, Canada?
Not his real name. Learned something today.
Huh?
Knowledge is power.
It's true.
Yeah, he's been crushing it with sex criminals, and now he's involved with Howard the Duck, which is really the only reason I picked up Howard the Duck. That and She-Hulk is in it, so duh, I'm gonna buy that. He called her a jade jerk. So that's my answer, Chip Zdarsky. In other news, tornado season is approaching, so make sure that you are prepared in case of the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario being your house gets lifted up and you are carried away to Oz. I kind of thought that happened the other day because it was really windy and I left my house and okay. I thought I saw a member of the Lollipop Guild welcoming
is.
Me to Munchkinland.
There it is. I knew we'd
Turned
get there.
Turned out it was just Matt.
Yeah,
he was stalking me from behind a
there.
Stop sign. Happens all the time. That's all I have. Have a great week. Wisdom out.
I had my overalls on. I was doing that weird kicky little dance. We represent the Lollipop Guild. Like, they sound so pissed when they
yeah, they're
up.
Angry about it. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, absolutely. Elise Wisdom loves Chip Zdarsky. What is dude's real name?
No idea.
Come on.
Don't care.
You can't just drop that on us and not tell us his real name.
I don't know if anyone knows his real name.
I demand to know Chip Zdarsky's real name.
I'm sure some people know his real
Somebody
name.
Somebody lay it on us. Chip Zdarsky's real name. I'm not Googling this. I want you to do it for me. I like it better when you do it.
Chip Zdarsky, it does seem like he came out of nowhere, but really,
really,
he's been around for a very long time. He did a lot of weird independent work that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of. He did a strip called Prison Funnies.
That's right. I forgot about
and
that.
And they made some comics out of it. He also did something called Monster Cops, which was super good.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, Chip Zdarsky's been around for a while.
He's just kind of been thrust into the spotlight.
But yes, recently. Very recently thrown into the spotlight. Which
totally
is,
counts, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely great. On the subject of Elise Wisdom and her short jokes, as you're so often willing to point out that she's only 1.5 inches taller than you, that is false.
What?
Elise is 5'7". She posted it on the forums.
That's a damn lie. That's just like in the WWE where they're like, 9'3" and weighing it at 2,000 pounds. Like, that's a wrestling measurement if I've ever heard one.
I think if she was going to exaggerate, don't you think she'd do better than 5'7"?
Maybe in heels. Let's move to caller number three in this contest of contests, the all new, all different answer of the week death match. Randy Andrews.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. It's Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, my favorite writer who is going to make a bigger name is Charles Soule. He writes for Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern Corps, and my personal favorite, Letter 44. That's it this week, guys. Hope you like it, and check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net. And the music this week I'm using is from Jupiter Ascending, the first movement. Bye for now, guys.
Randy Andrews.
Whoa.
Quick and to the point. Doesn't screw around. Did not reset the question.
I mean, he sort of did, but
sort of.
But a just gentle in a way that led right into his own answer.
I picture Randy sitting in his smoking jacket in his office, holding a boombox above his head, say anything style, broadcasting to us.
Well, I think the number one thing we've learned from Randy's call today and the new way he presented it is that you really hurt his feelings.
Oh, stop it. Randy doesn't have feelings. He's like a fish.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
That's
Randy's
terrible.
He's a beautiful, sensitive man.
Charles Soule is a great answer.
Charles Soule is a kick-ass answer. It is an absolute crime what has happened to his Swamp Thing because it was so good. Nobody paid attention to it. Canceled.
Well, that's not why it got canceled. Charles Soule went exclusive to Marvel. And
wasn't it after the...
No, I mean, it's ending.
Well, I guess we
don't ending
know.
Because of Convergence.
We don't know.
And it's
really
just not coming back. Charles Soule is exclusive to Marvel. He was done with that book regardless.
Killing it on Swamp Thing. And you know what? I caught up on Inhuman. It's a pretty fun read.
Yeah, I want to read it.
Inhuman is not bad. And I know it kind of feels like we're having the Inhumans forced down our throat, and we kind of are. But
there's a movie coming
out.
Embrace it.
Yeah, in like 4 years or something.
Embrace it.
They have plenty of time to kill off all the X-Men and replace them with Inhumans. Caller number 4 hits us on the Google voice line.
Hey guys, it's a beautiful day here in Seattle where Emerald City Comic Con basically starts tonight. Wish you were here. It would be fun to hang out with you.
Oh, rub it in!
Jason Sachs, of course, calling from Seattle. And I want to tell you my choice is a man named Jay Gunn, who has a new series coming out through Titan Comics, I believe next month, called Surface Tension. Titan sent me a advanced review copy of the book, and I was blown away by it. It's a post-apocalyptic novel or graphic novel, but it's very different. It's very British. It's pastoral. It's mysterious. It's got strange and bizarre monsters. But more than that, it's got this beautiful art style that seems to immerse you in the world with some strange creatures and some gorgeously defined landscapes. It's kind of my surprise of the year so far. This is his first comic work, and he and I did like an hour-long interview that's posted to Comics Full tonight. Strongly recommend. It's a really remarkable bit of personal creativity that just kind of is thrown out there. Every once in a while, a creator comes along and delivers a first work that's as good as someone's 20th work, and that's the case of this one. Jay Gunn, Surface Tension, Titan Comics. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I'm looking at the preview right now. Jay Gunn is very good. This is very solid artwork. And Surface Tension, there's a preview for it up on Comic Book Resources if you guys want to check it out. I've heard about this before as well. I've heard really good things about it. It's coming from Titan Comics, and I believe it's next week.
Well, all right.
Jay Gunn. Never heard of that guy before. Don't know where he's from.
Me neither.
So truly a newcomer.
The Google transcripts always inspire the titles for the answer of the week. Jason's have inspired the last three, including this one, past oral.
Okay. All right. Jay Gunn worked on Cthulhu Tales as a penciler back in 2007.
Yeah, I remember that book.
And that's really about it. So he's been around for a little while, but that's all he's really credited for in Comic Book DB. I have a feeling he might be
a true up-and-comer.
He could be British or something, and that's why a lot of his stuff probably isn't more well-known in the States.
Titan Comics is a British company.
Titan is British. That's a great answer. I'm going to check out Surface Tension. Thank you, Jason, for reminding me that I want to check that out.
Hope you had fun at the con, buddy.
You son of a...
Hey, it's Hebrews calling in with the answer of the week. At first, this was a little bit of a struggle, but then I went to the comic shop just yesterday and picked up my new books, and I picked up a book I probably never would have read if this team wasn't on it. And I picked up Big Thunder Mountain, which is apparently about a story about a runaway train, but it's written by Dennis Hopeless and Kev Walker. You want to talk about great upcoming teams? I really think that those two have something special. They started it over in Avengers Arena, which was a polarizing book because it was Battle Royale / Hunger Games-ish. But it honestly felt as good and stood up the, next to Avengers Academy and Runaways, which was a mixture of both characters, and was just as good. And that's a really high praise considering it was Brian Vaughn and Christos Gage writing those two books, and these guys are relatively newer from my understanding. I think these guys have got the wonderful talent that will put them in the leagues of Ellis's and McKelvey's and Frank Quietly and Grant Morrison. Like, those guys are just awesome. Hopeless is killing it over in Spider-Woman as well on his own. Met him down at Cincinnati Comic-Con. It was awesome. He's a good guy. Signed a ton of books for me. I absolutely love those two when they work together. Dennis Hopeless, Kev Walker, just absolutely killing it. Thanks, guys.
I had no idea this was coming out. This is a Marvel book.
It's one of those Disney, it's based on the Disney attraction. Okay. It's one of those.
But it's not, according to Diamond, it's not Kev Walker. It says Ty Walker as the artist.
I guess I don't know.
And I found Marvel.com also lists it as Ty Walker, the artist.
Is Ty Walker the same person as Kev Walker?
No. Ty Walker is working on Avengers Undercover.
That was Kev Walker.
Why are they calling him Ty?
I don't know.
Is Kev Walker Ty Walker? Did we just stumble upon a mystery? Is he two people?
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe.
No, they're two different people. Kev Walker and Ty Walker. Are they like a married couple or something? Or brothers? Or Ty Walker is a different person. Penciler on 76. He did some Avengers Undercover, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and the X-Patriot, which I don't know. Also an inker. I don't know if they are related or not, but that seems like a coincidence, right? I mean, Walker is not the craziest last name, I guess.
It certainly is not.
Somebody lay this on us. Somebody knows. I'm going to the Two-Headed Nerd forums right now. There it is. Boom. Started the thread. Someone come in here, lay it on us, or call in and lay it on us, and we'll feature you on our Lay It On Me segment, which also happens in the Answer of the Week, typically at the end. Hebrews digs us right into a sticky wicket with a couple of walkers. It was, in fact, Ty Walker, though, illustrating that. We know that. But I'll totally give him his answer.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Like, Kev Walker, still relatively new. Fantastic. Dennis Hopeless, also relatively new, and just kicking ass in everything that he's doing.
Love it.
Really talented writer. So that's a Disney thing? The Thunder...
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Thunder Mountain Railroad?
Yeah, it's like based on a Disney attraction of some kind. Like the Figment comic.
Okay.
That came out. It's, yeah, so.
All right. Caller number 6, Cleon Soares. I feel like we haven't heard from Cleon for a little bit. The Thunder from Down Under.
You know.
We missed him last week.
Not everybody calls in every single week.
Well, and time behaves differently down there, too, so.
Well, it runs backwards for sure.
Who knows how long it took to get here.
Right.
Hey, THN, my pick for a rising star in comics right now is manga creator Kohei Horikoshi for his recently serialized series My Hero Academia in Weekly Shonen Jump.
Not going to be able to spell that.
It's an incredible series taking inspiration from both manga and superhero comics alike. It tells the story of a world where just about everyone sort of has the X gene, except he has superpowers are known as quirks. The main character, however, doesn't seem to have a quirk, but admires superheroes and wants to become a superhero more than anyone. He becomes the apprentice of the sort of Superman analog in this world, an eccentric yet delightful hero called All Might. The main character also goes to a school where people with incredible quirks are training to become superheroes, giving it a sort of X-Men vibe. Horikoshi's art style here is really unique and quirky, and he has a knack for having characters with really fun superpowers, like having engines for calf muscles resulting in super speed, or just having some kick-ass frog powers. This series is the future of manga, in my opinion, and it's growing rapidly right now in Japan and spreading in the Western world. I definitely think it has the potential to be one of the greats, such as Dragon Ball or One Piece. Also, to the listener nerds, even if you don't read manga, if you like superhero comics, or heck, comics in general, please check out My Hero Academia. You guys can get it on the Viz Manga app or on Comixology, or even in physical volumes, I believe, later in the year. Anyways, sorry about not sending in answers for a while. Hope you guys are doing well. Cheers.
We're doing perfectly well, mate. Thank you. That was great. I cannot repeat the name, because it was longer in Japanese, and in the notes I wrote manga creator whose name I can't pronounce, let alone spell.
And you're a terrifying racist.
Just against Japanese people. Are you kidding me? I wanted to be Japanese.
I love that answer, though.
It's well out of the box. Cleon is documented as being a huge manga guy.
Yep.
And we appreciate that, because we don't know dirt about manga.
That's true.
I don't know manga from Shinola.
Wow. That's also true.
Yeah. It's like porn, though. You know it when you see it.
Right. Absolutely.
It's hard to talk about what it is, but you know when you see it.
Absolutely.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Cleon, thanks again.
What was the name of the manga that he said?
My Hero Academia?
Something like that. Where do they come up with the names for these mangas? It's so weird.
President Dad?
Yeah, it's like they just like reach into a hat and pick out English words.
The Prince of Tennis?
Doc Flux, hitting us with an MP3.
Good morning, you two-headed gentle beast, you. This is Doc Flux. From Feta Comics.
I feel like he's scratching our belly.
Just announced me. It's pretty early. I haven't had my breakfast yet. But I noticed that the clock was ticking and I had to get this damn MP3 in on time. This was another hard one, guys. I had a few people in mind for rising stars. A few people I really wanted to promote. But I landed on one because, ladies first. You guys may have found yourself wandering around the comic shop one day and a book leaps out at you called Lady Killer. Why? Well, a lot of it has to do with the very distinct artwork jumping off that cover. That is Joelle Jones. She's the co-writer and artist on that book. So far, her and Jamie Rich have worked exclusively on projects. They really like each other. They've done a nifty little book called You Have Killed Me that I picked up some time ago, and it's interesting to see just how much her art has been honed and improved since then. I looked at Lady Killer at first, and I'm like, wow, who is this? Oh, wow, it's Joelle. Look at what she's doing now. It's great. And I'm sure at some point she's going to reach Fiona Staples' level of notoriety. And I don't even know if she ever has to touch anything on the big two to do it. So I don't know. Joelle Jones, like I said, there was a few other people I wanted to talk about because of your stupid rule. I can't. So she's the one. She's a lady. She's a lady. All right, guys, I'm going to go eat my breakfast.
Calm down, you two.
Cut off. He's cleverly trying to squeeze past 2 minutes. You son of a bitch. I see we working. Man, that guy has just a voice like velvet with butter melted on it, doesn't he?
That does not. Man. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
Man. It makes him sound slimy.
He's buttery slimy. Velvet.
Doc Flux likes Joelle Jones. I, too, like Joelle Jones.
Can't disagree.
She is very, very talented.
I can't disagree, so I won't.
And a cute Southern name, too. Joelle. Joelle, you get in this house.
But, Mo, I'm drawing.
Doc, thank you for your call. Thank you for your answer. Thank you for checking in number 7. But right now, it's time to go to number 8.
Number 1 in our hearts.
Number 8 with a bullet. Yo, Patrick, what time is it?
It's Toots time!
To answer your question, guys, I don't know if these guys have been around for a long time or not, but I don't recall ever seeing them before or even hearing of them before. It's the art team, the whole creative team behind the Image book Manifest Destiny. Chris Dingus, Matthew Roberts, and Owen Gienney. Those guys are putting out an incredible book. I don't know how well it's doing. I don't know how big of a following they have, but the book is gorgeous. I mean, like, it is beautiful. I can't get over how awesome it looks. Beyond that, the story is so fun. It is brilliant. Like, I start reading I'm collecting it in trade, and when I start reading it, I can't stop. Like, I cannot put it down. It has me gripped. It has me hooked. It has me. Yeah, that book has me. I think it's great. Those guys should be superstars. And if they're not, then I guess that doesn't mean I should be answering the question the way I did. I don't know. That don't make sense.
He's hooked and gripped.
He's hooked and gripped.
I am also hooked and gripped by Manifest Destiny.
I love it.
It's a fantastic book. You'll be happy to know it is selling very well. And I think there was talk about movie optioning or series TV optioning or something like that recently.
All right.
But anything that comes out of Skybound, you hear that talk. So.
Yeah, probably.
So who knows? But that's a great answer.
I love that answer. Manifest Destiny is great. And those guys, to my knowledge, have not really been around.
Yeah, they're newcomers.
Yep.
I think, and maybe I'm confusing him with someone else, so don't fact check this. Just accept it as truth. But I think Kirkman met them and like got their pitch at a con and was like, this is great. Saw the art, so heard the story, and went, come work for me.
Wow, you could totally be making that up.
Yeah, I could be. But let's just take it as a truth. It's all a right. Cool story. There we go.
Yeah.
Number 9. He's a first time, long time.
Hi, THN. FTLT here. I really need to thank you and the forum for giving me something I can answer this question with. Otherwise, if it wasn't for you guys and the other listeners, I'd have no answer. Here, let me explain. A while ago, you asked the question. It was the question of the week, and it was about childhood heroes from the cartoon series. What was your favorite cartoon series? And I think it was Black Scorpion. I. He went ahead and mentioned something about Jim and the Holograms.
I.
And then I said, oh my gosh, I remember that. I really enjoyed Jim and the Holograms. My sister really enjoyed it more than I did, but I watched it with her. And then I said, oh my gosh, there's a movie coming out. And then after that, Chase responded and let me know there was a comic book coming out. So I looked into it. I wanted to say, maybe I should get that for my sister. Maybe she'd like it too. And then I looked into the comic book and realized who the creators were. One of them was Campbell, and Campbell does amazing art. Sophie Campbell's art is great. So I figured that would be awesome. So I was really excited about buying it. And then there was this writer, Kelly Thompson. I didn't know too much about her. So I did a little bit of research. It turns out Kelly Thompson, she is a writer for CBR. She's been a writer for CBR like a really, really long time. And she came out with this superhero novel about a year and a half ago called The Girl Who Would Be King. I went ahead and bought it, figured, let me just see how it works. I really liked it. It was really good. She did a really good job with it. It was so good, in fact, her first novel that comes out, she does a Kickstarter to release it, ends up being a bestseller on Amazon, and it gets picked up for a movie contract. That's pretty impressive. On top of that, she's going to be coming out. She has Jim and the Holograms coming out by IDW. She's got something coming out later on, her first graphic novel coming out with Dark Horse called Heart in a Box. Then she's going to be co-writing in that big Marvel event this summer with Kelly Sue DeConnick on Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps. You want to talk about somebody on the rise, somebody who's got a bright future in the industry. I think Kelly Thompson is my choice for that. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
First time, long time, loves the creative team of Jem and the Holograms.
Specifically, Kelly Thompson, the writer. I love that answer.
That's a great answer. I don't know no Kelly Thompson. Joe Patrick.
She writes Jem and the Holograms.
Reviewed Jem and the Hologram. Gave it a skim it.
A very strong skim it. Not because it wasn't good, but because, you know, it's Jem.
Sure.
But yeah.
She's truly outrageous. Not everybody's into that.
Yeah, you're right. You might be
a little too outrageous for some of you.
Your tolerance level for outrage might not be
outrage
high enough. Oh, no. This is number 10.
Oh, was this number 10?
Yep.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Tom from New Orleans calling in. Here's my answer for the week, for the question of the week. Mike Ifei. I'm going to go with Mike because I don't really know how to pronounce his first name. Anyway, that's my answer for the rising star. I think I would already consider him have risen because I think Brad Copra and Zegas are both very successful indie comics. But I think what we're talking about when a guy is asked about rising star is someone who might be recognized by the bigger publishing companies. And while I guess you can say he had a spin at that with all new Ultimates. We all know that the Ultimate line was dead in the water by the time he got there, so that doesn't count. And really, I think what we want to see is his interpretation on a official Doctor Strange and Punisher, and of course, Suicide Squad. So, hey, there's my answer. You guys have a good day.
Tom from the Big Easy,
AKA our old buddy Victor Von Zoom.
That was Victor Von Zoom?
Yeah.
No sh**.
His name is Tom.
I did not know that.
Did you think his name was Victor?
Yeah.
Matthew.
And I thought his middle name was Von and his last name was Zoom.
Well, that is silly.
Look, I don't know this stuff, okay?
You do. You just don't pay attention.
I just trust people. That's what I do.
So Mike Fife is his answer. Michelle Fife.
Mikey Fife.
A wonderful answer.
That's a great
answer.
I
love that pick.
Yeah, and he's right. Wasted on the all-new Ultimates or whatever the hell it was. Totally wasted.
Well, you know what? The dude got a paycheck.
And I'm glad, but I would have rather seen him a lot of other places.
Sure.
Why he's not riding the Suicide Squad, I just don't understand. I don't get it. I think that is a damning look into DC's editorial.
Maybe he doesn't want to write this version of the Suicide Squad.
Not this version. I'm sure he wants to write his own, and that's not available to him, which is probably why he's not writing it. So I don't know if the offer came up, though.
All right. Look, Jason Sachs.
I'm going to make up a story. They offered the book to him, but their idea was so disgusting and stupid that he said no, and we have the Suicide Squad that we have today. Bang.
Okay, sure. Why not? Jason Sachs, I'm sorry. I know that I awarded you Gucci status for your title contribution, but Madness Thompson.
I like
that's
it.
A way better title.
Madness Thompson. Sounds like an old school wrestler. Like a bad guy. He comes in, Madness Thompson! And he goes, boo! And he's like, shut up, you idiots!
Yeah, Mike Fife, Michelle Fife, a great answer. In fact, I'm going to go right into it. I'm going to say...
Wait.
Favorite call.
Okay, I was going to say, the field is set. We have 10.
Favorite call. Mike
Fife. Favorite call. Mikey Fife?
Yeah.
All right, all right. I'm going with the Orca. And his choice of Marco Rudy.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
Because Marco Rudy's name didn't even pop into my head when I was thinking about this. And he is definitely one of the best newcomer artists out there right now. That guy's incredible.
I totally agree. Now, all of these guys had great answers.
Yes.
I was going to give it to Cleon for truly going outside of my personal comfort zone.
Right.
But I think that in American comics, there's no up-and-coming creator that I'm more excited about than Michelle Fife.
Yeah, I do want to see what that guy's got coming in the future, most definitely. And I guess the only reason that I wouldn't agree is just because I haven't seen it yet. I love Copra. It's fantastic. But I want to see what else this guy can do. Great answer, though.
All great answers. Chip Zdarsky, Charles Soule, Jay Gunn, who we're not familiar with, but you looked up and, yeah, and said it was legit. Dennis Hopeless and Kev / Ty Walker.
Married couple, I decided.
Joel Jones, the Manifest Destiny guys, Kelly Thompson. These are all great, great answers. Matt Baum, what's your answer?
Mine is a relative newcomer. He's been around for a little while, did some underground independent stuff. I'm going with Jason Latour. Jason Latour, legitimate double threat, really talented writer, and fantastic artist. And the reason I'm going with him, he's been around for a while, and he actually, if you look at everything he's done, he's been around, it looks like since like 2006 is when we really first met him, but he was doing a bunch of underground stuff. He has more recently been working in the Mignolaverse on BPRD stuff. He's a legitimate double threat. The guy is an excellent writer. He's writing Spider-Gwen right now, which we didn't particularly love, but it's still finding its footing and may improve. He wrote some A plus X stuff during that. He wrote Winter Soldier for a little bit on the Winter Soldier run. Very talented writer and an excellent artist.
Yeah, he draws Southern Bastards.
Excellent artist. Killing it on Southern Bastards. And he's one of those chameleons, too, where depending on what book he takes on, he will change his style slightly, so you might not even recognize him. Really, really talented guy. I love Jason Latour. I love everything that guy's working on.
Yeah, he's great. I like him a lot too.
Joe Patrick.
Okay, well, my guy has again been around for a little while. Like most of the people on this list, they've done things here and there, but have never really rocketed to stardom, right? But my pick has the first time I recognized his art that I remember seeing it was on Thunderbolts, Jeff Parker's Thunderbolts.
Okay.
And from there, he's moved on to bigger and better things. He kind of hitched his wagon to Warren Ellis's Star and got in on the first arc of Moon Knight. And now they've got a new book coming out from Image called Injection. My pick is Declan Shalvey.
Good call.
And I'm going to go ahead and throw Jordy Belair in there as well, because they are often paired together as a team.
Tag team, definitely.
And her art, her contributions, her color art, that book, those books would not look nearly as good in the hands of a lesser colorist.
And I thought she was a man, and I pictured her looking like Geordi LaForge from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Pretty good.
There you go. Visor and all.
I know. Jordy Belair and Declan Shalvey are a couple. They live together in, I think, Ireland.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's awesome.
I love creative couples. The Dodsons.
Matt Fraction and Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Adorable. I can't name anyone. The Simonsons. Walt and Louise.
Greg Rucka and Jen Van Meter. But yeah, I think that together their work is greater than the sum of its parts. It really elevates it above. And I think that Declan Shalvey on his own is really wonderful. Together, they're unstoppable.
Yeah,
and
truly
I think
unstoppable.
That if they are not already, they are going to be superstars.
They're
going to
reach up and pluck the stars right out of the sky, baby.
That's right.
That's right.
And then die a horrible, agonizing death, because you can't really do that. It's
figurative.
It's dangerous.
Monster. Come on.
Stars are very hot.
And big.
So hot.
This is a great question. I'm glad Joe Patrick thought it up. It's nice. We haven't really talked about just creator stuff for a little while. There's been a lot of character stuff and outfits and whatnot. This was fun. Digging behind the scenes a little bit. It was the first experience with 10 callers. I think it worked out well.
Success.
I had fun with it. Let us know what you guys think. Go over to the forums. Hit us up on the question of the week, where you can also find the question of the week. Speaking of which, we have a new question.
Yeah, we do.
See that segment? See what I just did?
Yeah, you did it.
Like a damn professional.
Wow.
Wow.
This week's question.
It's called a segue.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This week's question comes to us courtesy of Harvey Locust. As we record this, Emerald City Comic Con is in full swing. So we want to know, what is the best thing that you scored as a collector? Something amazing that you added to your personal collection of whatever.
It could be anything.
Music, movies, comics, toys.
Yeah.
Through dumb luck, the generosity of others, through some shrewd trade, whatever. I know you guys have stories. Aaron Myers, I know you've got a story.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear about your, like, porcelain precious moments and shit, though. Man, that's... I hate that crap.
Hey, a collection is a collection.
Doesn't have to be comics. It can be anything.
Yeah, I would say pop culture-ish.
Yeah, I mean, nerdy. Let's keep it nerdy. That's all I'm asking.
Records.
Sure.
Movies, whatever.
Old video games.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. By the time you're hearing this, you will probably only have 24 to 48 hours to answer the question. We are serious about the 5 o'clock deadline, Friday.
April 3rd.
April 3rd. That is hard. That is fast. Keep it under 2 minutes. You know all this stuff. My buddy Alec Baldwin is going to tell you how to contact us with all this information coming right up. He's a little tired. We always hit him very late at night. That's why it gets a little weird.
He keeps strange hours.
I don't know if you've noticed, but he's had a couple weird endings on these past couple shows. So I apologize for that.
It's a roller coaster.
It gets a little strange. But hey, when you're working with stars, this is what you get. Thank you.
The important thing is that it's actually Alec Baldwin. That's the important
that's
thing
the
to
really
consider.
Important thing.
That is definitely Alec Baldwin.
No question.
And you shouldn't ask him on Twitter if it's true.
Yeah. There's no reason to do that.
No.
Thank you so much for all your calls and all your answers. We do not have a show without them. Please keep them coming. Don't be intimidated. Yes, it is a bit of a contest, but...
Stop that. It's not a contest. You keep telling them that there are rules and that we're pitting them against each other.
That's right.
It's not a contest.
Yes, it is. Don't listen to him.
No, it's not.
We want you to fight.
We want you all to contribute. Just be aware that you might not all necessarily make the show because...
Some of you are
weaklings. We've got to keep it slim.
Some of you aren't as smart as the other.
Oh,
you have to
God.
Use your cunning to survive. We're like Arcade. The rules are nebulous at best. You don't know what you're going to get.
And we're making it up as we go.
Welcome to my murder world. We will have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast going up this coming weekend. But for now, kiddies, this is the Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
Those jerks aren't kidding. It's me, Alec Baldwin. Seriously, if you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. But keep your answer under 2 minutes. Or so help me, I'll find out what you love and take it from you. You will be left lonely and wanting, all because you couldn't follow directions. Think about it. Do the right thing, or I'll find you.